Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Alan on the recorded line with MTS. How can I help you? Are you
Hi,
looking?
yes, I was.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Are you looking to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney? Well, before I could proceed, I just again want to reconfirm that to let you know that the call is on the recorded line. Did you already get, and for the following questions, if you could please answer with a simple yes or a simple no, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm to your answer under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And have you or loved one used a hair straightening chemical or relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you or loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
And do you know the subtype? If not, that's okay.
Serous low grade.
Okay. Now, you said you're filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with cancer? What was the month and the date and year?
I was diagnosed March 16, 2024.
So 3/16/2024, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 30.
And what's the name of the diagnosing doctor, the doctor that gave you the diagnosis?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What's the name of the doctor, the medical doctor that issued or gave you the diagnosis?
The doctor's name was Raymond Belden, Dr. Raymond Belden. He's an OBGYN.
Okay. And what's the name of the hospital or clinic?
Bryan Hospital.
And what's the, give me one second here. What's the name of this, what's the state of the location of the clinic or hospital?
It's in Pennsylvania. Are you asking for the address?
Yes.
The address is 130 South Bryan Mawr Ave in Bryan Mawr, PA, 19010.
Okay, give me one moment, please. And it's Raymond Belden, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second here. And you said it's Sinai Hospital?
You said it again.
The name of the hospital is Sinai, Mount Sinai Medical Center. Mount Sinai Hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. And just to confirm, I have Raymond Belden, that's RaymondBelden.
Yes.
And this is in Mount Sinai Hospital, and that's going to be in Bryan Mawr, also known as the
Yes.
Bryan Mawr Hospital. That's in 130 South Bryan Mawr Avenue, Bryan Mawr, Pennsylvania, 19010, correct?
Yes.
All right. Me one moment. Do you have Dr. Belden's phone number by chance? If not, I can find it for you.
No.
Okay. All right. All right, I found the phone number. Okay. And what's the state that you reside in is Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
All right. All right. All right, and now for the following question, if you could please simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer?
Five to six.
Okay. And the facility in which you were diagnosed was in Brian Mauer Hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
September 20th, 1993.
So I have 9/20/1993. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
He said it again.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Do you have any other families or friends that also use hair relaxer?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, and who would this be?
I don't. I think I have a few cousins to use. I don't have anyone specific.
Okay. All right. And what's the state? The state that you used the hair relaxer was in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
And what approximately, when did you start using hair relaxer?
I started using hair relaxer in 2011. Maybe January.
Okay, so 1/1/2011, and when did you stop using it?
March of this year, 2024.
So 3/1/2024, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how often did you apply the product? Is it monthly, four times per year, weekly?
I did it like maybe four, 5 to 6 times a year.
Okay, so about four times per year. Sorry, the only options are weekly, monthly, four times per year, or unsure. Would you like to do?
Okay. We can do monthly. We can do monthly.
Monthly, okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer? That would be, let's see, 2024. Would that be 13 years?
Yeah, about, yeah, 13 years.
And did you use it in a salon, at home, or both?
I use it in a salon.
Okay. Do you have, okay, give me one second. And what's the name of the product? Was it Dark and Lovely, Motion, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me?
It was L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
L'Oreal, okay. Dark and Lovely. All right. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
You say that again?
Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what type of treatment did you receive?
I received. I'm sorry, give me a second. My kids just came in.
Not a problem.
I'm trying to get them situated real quick. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. Can you
No
repeat what you were
worries.
saying?
What type of treatment did you receive? Was it chemotherapy or chemo pill?
I received chemotherapy.
Okay, and approximately what's the treatment date? When did you started getting your treatment?
March of this year.
So 3/1/2024.
Yes.
Okay, and what's the name of the treatment doctor?
The treatment doctor's name is, I'm sorry.
Is it the same, Dr. Raymond Belden?
No, it was a different doctor.
Okay.
The treatment doctor's name was I'm sorry. His name was Gregory, Dr. Gregory Ochsner. He's an
Gregory
oncologist.
Ochsner, oncologist. Okay. And what's the name of the hospital?
It's the same hospital.
Okay, give me one second. And that's going to be, let me just make sure it's the same location. That's Bryn Mawr Hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. I have Gregory J. Ochsner, MD.
Yes.
And it's going to be in the same treatment hospital. Okay. All right. All right, give me one moment, please. I do apologize for the noise. We're having constructions in the office.
It's okay.
And the phone number for Dr. Ochsner I have here is 18. Oh, one moment. Do you have his phone number by chance? If not, I can pull it up
No.
here. Okay. I have, okay, 1-866-225-5654. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, that sounds about it.
Okay. Now, for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And will you please spell your first name?
ASIA.
Okay. Asia, Asia.
Yes.
Last name?
Tucker, TUCKER.
I have TUCKER Tucker, correct?
Yes.
For security purposes, your social.
192-74-0596.
All right, I have 192-74-0596. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And for the email I have is quinton.tristan.at@gmail.com.
Yes.
And that's quinton.tristian.at@gmail.com.
Yes.
The phone number is 484-860-4271. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's a mobile phone number, correct?
Yes.
All right. And the phone preference is phone call.
Yes.
And then for best time of day, morning, afternoon, or evening.
Afternoon.
Okay. And then what's the mailing address? The
506.
physical primary address.
506 Victoria Drive.
Okay.
Cooksville, PA 19320.
Cooksville, PA. All right, so 506 Victoria Drive. And did you say Cooksville?
Yes,
Cooks.
CoatesVille.
Okay. And is this a house or is there a an apartment number, unit number?
This is no, that's the exact address.
Okay, so I have 506 Victoria Drive, and that's in Coatesville, Chester County, Pennsylvania, 19320, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and do you happen to have documentary medical records, copies of your medical records? Sorry.
No, my doctor has all the records.
Okay, and if you are able to, when you are able to receive that record, would you be able to provide this by electronically, by mail, or both?
Possibly both. I'm out of town right now, so I can definitely do
Okay.
that when I get back.
Excellent. And just to confirm, you are able to obtain medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And for emergency contact, we do have to have an emergency contact in case something comes up. Does this person live with you or no?
Can you say that again?
For the emergency contact, in case something unfortunate happened to you, it's to ensure that we can continue your case for you. Typically, we only use this emergency contact number if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like us?
Okay, he was asking if they,
Do they live with you or no?
no, it will probably be a neighbor.
Okay, what's the emergency contact name?
Rebecca Williams.
I have Rebecca Williams. That's REBECCAWILLIAMS. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what's the phone number?
Give me 1 second, I'll take a look.
Okay. I do apologize for that sound.
No, it's okay.
They're installing some furniture.
I'm sorry, can I switch the person?
Yes, absolutely. Who would you like me to put?
The name will be Larry
Okay.
Brown.
Brown? Okay, so
And his the number is
404
404-809
809.
8337.
I have 404-809-8337. Is that correct?
It should be 484.
Oh, 484. Okay, so I have 484-809-8337. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, what's the relationship with this emergency contact? Is it parent?
Yeah, he's a friend.
Friend, okay, and the name
Yeah.
is Larry Brown, LarryBrown, correct?
Yes.
All right, give me one moment, please. Okay. All right, you should be receiving a text message and an email as well. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
And have you used DocuSign before, Asia?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be via DocuSign. You're just going to follow the steps. It's pretty simple. Give me one second. I just want to make sure everything's correct. So, Asia Tucker. And just to confirm, the social I have is 192-74-05-96.
Yes.
Date of birth is 9/20/1993.
Yes.
That's 506 Victoria Drive, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, 19320.
Yes.
Okay. I went ahead and sent you the text message and an email. Either one, you'll receive, they're the same thing. You're just going to click the link and it'll direct you to a DocuSign webpage and go ahead and complete that. Let me know once you're done. Let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, I'm just trying to sign it the best that I can.
Okay. And then once you finish that, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorney's office, which is going to come from a 909 area code. I will also be sending you a text message in the next minute with all my contact information. So please feel free to call me or text me if you have any questions or concerns, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me one moment. There you go. I sent you a text message. And let me just check the documents to make sure it's all correct. Okay, everything looks good. Thank you so much for your time, Asia. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Please be on the lookout in the next 24 to 48 hours, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.